Yes, yes, please reflect.
Thank you. At the prelude, we played a song of ours called Please Try Love. That was the first intentionally political song we ever wrote. And it begins with the word please and ends with the word love. And perhaps that's not a typical political or protest song. Perhaps we should have learned that maybe that wasn't our thing. But I grew up in Woodstock, New York. Aiden grew up in Berkeley, California. So social activism is part of our chemical makeup, and we can't get away from it. But in that song, it was our intention to be for gay rights and marriage equality. We asked politely that people look into the hearts of others. We asked, hopefully, that they try to empathize with those struggling to feel pride, and we hoped that they would choose love as an answer. And it was our intention not to be against anyone who struggled for those concepts. And so it wasn't a song we could write in anger. Back in Woodstock, I wrote my very first letter to the president when I was in the first grade. I was against the Vietnam War. I didn't know where Vietnam was. I'm not sure I knew what war was. I had no idea what we were fighting about. I knew a boy from my neighborhood who came home, and he was strange and sad. And I was for that boy and the other boys like him, and I didn't want any more to end up that way. So I wrote my letter and I brought it to my dad, my conservative dad. My Catholic dad, my retired from the army, served in two wars dad. And he read my letter. He gave me an envelope and he gave me a stamp. Over the years, I wrote many letters to presidents and senators and representatives. And my dad continued to be my proofreader. But after that first letter, he made me buy my own stamps. As I got older, we debated and challenged each other's ideas. We argued. We got angry. We debated. And until recently, I never thought about what a strange and ridiculous idea that was for a grown man to debate with a child. He was well-read. He had a vast and varied life experience, but he never used any of that like a weapon. He shared, he framed things in a way that I could understand, and he listened to what I had to say, and he listened at my level. Our conversations were always, at his urging, about very high-minded principles and ideals, and never about who we were in the world. Gandhi once said that a principle is the expression of perfection. And as imperfect beings like us cannot practice perfection, we devise every moment limits of its compromise in practice. Limits of its compromise. So my dad and I, we talked our talk. And then, because we were living in the same house, we were forced to walk our walk in front of each other. And it turns out our walks were surprisingly similar. And I find that to be true so often, that small personal acts rarely inspire much dissension. And we may disagree with our neighbors about how social programs should be funded. But when tragedy strikes another neighbor, neither of us is going to let them go hungry. And we may disagree about what schools should be able to provide for their students. But when the kid knocks on the door for yet another school fundraiser, we really don't ask many questions. We just buy the wrapping paper. So much wrapping paper. And so do our neighbors. And it turns out when we walk the walk, we find ourselves walking with some of the same people with whom we disagree.
We can make a difference if we try.
We can
change the world, you and I.
You're going to sing that with us next time it comes around. There's a teacher at my daughter's school, and somehow she makes it seem cool to like complex calculations and poetry. It's a shame how little she gets paid, but I let her know she makes the grade when I vote to increase her salary. It's not much, but it's something I can do. Just a little thing, but if you do it too,
we can
make a difference if we try.
We can
change the world, you and I.
Couple moved in down the street. The neighbors haven't tried to meet, 'cause they look and act a little differently. Might not change how people think, but sharing dinner and a drink says different is all right by me.
It's not much, but it's something I can do. Just a little thing, but if you do it too,
we can make a difference if we try.
We can
change the world, you and I.
And the government for how money is made and money is spent. Well, the truth is, both of them are us. I will act the way I think, help people swim instead of sink, share the joy of being generous.
It's not much, but it's something I can do. Just a little thing, but if you do it too,
we can
make a difference if we try.
We can
change the world, you and I. We will change the world.
It's been a couple of decades since I've had the luxury of arguing with my dad. And the landscape has changed a lot. Not just in our country, but in our communities and sometimes at the dinner table. It seems like we are widening the gap between us, turning a divide into an abyss. We're all taking sides, trying to sow seeds of change on the hard-packed margins, when the middle ground is still lush and fertile. Are we unable or unwilling to come together? I don't believe that's our plan. And maybe we just need better tools. Tools. To that end, I've done a lot of reading on the subject of neuroscience. But that's at least a two-hour conversation. So I'll start a little closer to home. Aidan and I participate in songwriting circles. We bring a brand new song into a group looking for feedback, which is terrifying, by the way. We present brand new material, sometimes to your songwriting idols, and sometimes to a group of strangers. And it's a very vulnerable place. Each writer has their own unique, strong opinion about style and melody and words. So it can be difficult to look somebody in the eye and critique their song. It can be more difficult to look someone in the eye and receive criticism about your work. Songs are personal. Someone comments about the arc of a lyric, it feels like a criticism of your own personal experience and your own personal truth. And it is. So we need tools. And what many songwriters have adopted is a technique in which we first take a moment and a breath and gather our thoughts and look for a way to phrase them properly and calmly and kindly. And then we share our thoughts. But we start with the stars. What did we love about the song? What were the strengths? Such a great melody. Or I loved that one line. And only then, only after sharing that good stuff, do we offer our own wishes. I wish the story resolved more. If it were my song, I would want more contrast in the chorus. It's a very intentional process. It's rewarding, it's productive, and it works. And I'll be honest with you about myself that it doesn't always work in the moment. It often doesn't work in the moment. But I've immediately dismissed a suggestion, confident that some listener just doesn't get me. But later, when I'm home and I'm running through the song and practicing, editing, the comment starts to sink in. And I know that the intent was good and helpful. And I can listen to the suggestion in the quiet of my own mind. It doesn't always change the song, but I can appreciate the opinion. So a calm voice is a good tool and necessary to articulate a message. And a kind approach is a good tool to get a message to be heard. And without stars, we'd never hear the wishes. You know how light pollution at night blocks our ability to see the stars in the sky and all their twinkly beauty? In the same way, noise pollution is starting to block our ability to hear. In a flow of constant criticism and judgment, we can't hear anything good anymore.
poorly tuned instrument, you cannot hear the good notes.
That's true.
See the stars
at 2 a.m. So many stars.
The sky was dense with glitter. The Milky Way was ours. Now they've taken back their shine,
left only empty sky behind.
All our artificial light
renders us night vision blind. The last glimpse of infinity flickers, then it's gone. When the last star dies of loneliness, what will we make wishes on? Small towns everywhere we go,
lit up like Times Square and Tokyo,
scattering reflecting rays that alter rhythms with their glow. The oceans used to seem so vast,
nighttime there will surely last.
But the fishing boats with all their rigging swallow darkness as they pass. The last glimpse of infinity flickers, then it's gone. When the last star dies of loneliness, what will we make wishes on?
The sky was dense with glitter. The Milky Way was ours.
The last glimpse of infinity flickers, then it's gone. When the last star dies of loneliness, what will we? What will we make wishes on? What will we make wishes
on? Just listening to a song doesn't mean you have to buy the album. Listening to a person with whom you disagree doesn't mean you accept their position, but you could find some stars and express your wishes. You don't have to put a stamp on their letter. And if talking doesn't seem like it works, invite somebody to walk with you. Even somebody who disagrees with you just might walk with you for a few steps. We travel a lot through the country making music, and we meet many, many kinds of people. And even within the insular bubble of a folk club or a UU fellowship, there are still all kinds of people. And as we talk about political and social issues, either through music or through conversation, once we get beyond the right and left, there are just people. People dealing with how those concepts intersect their own lives. And everybody we meet is struggling with it.